Hello, everyone, and welcome to Birth Your Vision podcast. And I'm your host, Hannah Kupului. It's so amazing to just see as many of you here to join us on this wonderful episode. And so if you are joining us for the first time, the goal of this podcast is to actually give you resources for female business owners, as well as aspiring female entrepreneurs who are looking for ideas, direction, and support to be able to start a business and also transform their vision or ideas into a successful and a profitable business. So every week you will hear from candid, wonderful interviews with remarkable women and men who have turned their visions or even ideas into a successful business. And as you know, this week is actually the Global Entrepreneurship Week. And so throughout this week, I'm going to be celebrating lots and lots of great, wonderful podcast guests, remarkable business leaders, as well as entrepreneurs. And so today, I am so thrilled to have Veronica Mojupe Yusuf. She is the director and the CEO of Sterling Careers Limited. She's educated with MSc in Human Resources Management and over 10 years business analysis experience. She has absolutely worked with reputable organizations across various sectors and domain. She is also pivot into the field of data privacy over 4 years ago, leading the compliance department of a large worldwide organization and also spearheading a nonprofit initiative that encouraged midlife career changes. She is now on a mission to help her students and clients, especially women who may have had career gaps during, you know, the time of them kind of, you know, building their family, and also to be able to help them to acquire self-confidence and useful skills so that they can get back into their workforce. She overcame the challenges of a job transition after giving birth in her 30s. She specializes in data privacy and IT business analysis. And so today she'll be speaking to us, you know, as the director and CEO of Sterling Careers Limited. She'll be able to share how she's assisting women who are mid-career reskilling to be able to break into tech industry. So without further ado, welcome to Birth Your Vision podcast. Let's get started, Veronica. Hope you're well.
I am well, thank you. It's great to be here, Hannah. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's great to see you. I hope you've had a great day today. How has your day been?
Oh, it's been busy, very challenging, up and down, but hey, we're here, so that's great. Yeah, I can imagine.
Absolutely. You are definitely a very busy woman. You are the queen of tech. That's what I call you. And yes, we're going to be hearing all about that. We're going to be hearing all about, you know, your journey through the tech industry. So please tell us a bit about your career and your interest in tech.
Thank you very much. So my career, well, my journey into tech started, I think that's well over a decade ago. And I would sort of try to start from when I came into the UK to study strategic human resource management as an international student. But then I had the challenge of sort of being able to navigate corporate UK. So a lot of challenges, but just sort of cutting the long story short, somehow I heard about making a career change, you know, whilst in my 30s, and I thought that was just impossible to do. And so I was initially hesitant, but I would say after a lot of pushbacks, and I eventually made a decision to explore getting into tech, even though I didn't have a technical background because I thought I needed one. But I then found out that it wasn't really necessary. It just depends on, you know, the area in tech you wanted to get into. So that's how my career started into tech. And I was able to successfully break into IT business analysis. And they say that the rest, they say, is history. And I've enjoyed it ever since then because of the perks that it gives you, the flexibility, also the financial reward that you get as well. And so I have been into IT business analysis for a good about a decade, and then recently pivoted, like you mentioned, into data protection and privacy. And I would say that's just a brief summary of my career journey so far. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I mean, I heard about the financial you know, stability in tech, which we're going to be touching on a little bit later. So yes, so as the founder of Sterling Career Limited, so what are the things that's actually made you to decide to start a business around this niche particularly?
I would say still again my story, right? So coming into the UK as you know, an immigrant from Nigeria, from Africa at the time, like I said, I had, you know, a lot of challenges. It was very hard for me to get into HR, which was what my initial interest was. But then there was always that, you know, that sort of roadblock, you know, that I got saying, oh, you require certain skill set and background and UK-based experience at the time. So it was really hard. And then I ended up settling for, you know, just temp jobs that were, you know, sort of far in between. So sometimes you get a call, sometimes you don't. Yes. And it was very destabilizing. So it just didn't seem like there was, you know, a career, there was prospects there. There was any longevity. I couldn't project because it was all temporary roles. Even though I had a background, I had done a BSc in Nigeria and, you know, just going through the MSc, but it was really difficult. But somehow I heard about tech. I then found out that tech didn't, you don't really need to write computer, to know computer science. You don't need to have a master's or even a BSc in computer science or, you know, sort of learning programming languages, learning to write code, which a lot of people think you require, you know, to get into tech. But then I found out that my postgraduate degree that I had done had a lot of relevance to IT, with IT business analysis, whilst I was researching and preparing for that. And for me, that was just a light bulb moment. And I thought, oh, I can do this. And then I found out that, okay, there are several, you know, elements or several career paths within tech. And that's kind of how I got in successfully, got on a program. So I figured out how to, you know, navigate and got, I was able to get into the tech industry. And then people started asking, they say, oh, well, how come, how did you get here? You know, and I started showing people how to do it for free. I'm sure I must have helped close to 15 people just, yeah, I'll show you, do this, do that, get this study here, do the certification, do this. And they're getting success stories. And someone said, well, you've got something here. Why don't you think about turning this into a business? And that's kind of how Sterling Careers was born, because of my passion. And I really wanted people like myself who were sort of struggling or going through the similar challenges that I had, that I did. And I just wanted to show more people that because you are, you know, you've got this color of skin, you have a lot of melanin and you've come from Africa, does not mean that you've got to settle for jobs cleaning the streets and working in McDonald's and doing all those menial jobs that you really do not want to do. And so I wanted to be able to show more people that it was possible to break those glass ceilings, and hence Sterling Careers was born.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much for breaking the glass ceiling. And I think so many of our listeners, they really need to listen to that and really understand that even though you come from a different country and you came to settle down in another country, it's about just kind of finding your way and knowing what is available to you. Many of them have studied back in their country and they've gained degrees and masters. And so when they come here, sometimes it's like they have to look for, you know, one of those low paid jobs just because of so many reasons and status. But, you know, hearing your story, knowing that you wasn't going to settle for less, you knew your worth and you knew exactly, you know, where your mindset is. This is very empowering and definitely encouraging to our listeners. So definitely many of them will be taking notes in regards to that as well. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
I wanted to actually ask about, you know, in terms of the audience, because, you know, when you are starting a business, you have to be able to have a specific target audience. And so I wanted you to kind of describe how you've been able to develop your audience in this market.
That's a good question. So I would say I leverage the power of social media. So I mean, when I first started, I really didn't know so much. All I had was a passion, you know, to help people. I didn't know. And then I knew I had the skill set, you know, some of it, you know, but then I didn't know the business side. I didn't know how to navigate. I didn't know how to manage that. And yeah. So it was more like trial and error, you know. So I tried word of mouth, just telling people. And then, of course, was after sort of helping one person, that person tells a family member and they come to me and all of that. But then when I decided that I wanted to, you know, turn this into a business, I had to learn the business side of things. And so I think it was just a few years that time discovered social media. And then I saw that, well, big organizations are all on social media. Everybody's online. And so if you want to get your, you want to find out where your target audience sort of hang out, you've got to leverage, you know, social media. And that's how I sort of came onto Facebook, and I recently started getting into Instagram. And a lot of my clients, a lot of students that I've joined have, you know, seen me on, they've seen an ad, you know, some promo on social media, and that has really helped the business to grow from where we were a few years ago.
Indeed, definitely. Social media is definitely a powerful tool. And the fact that it's available to whoever wants to start a business today, it's incredible. You know, it's almost like your go-to tool to use to be able to showcase yourself as a brand. Yep.
Without breaking the bank as well.
Without breaking the bank. So without even building a website, you know what I mean? Those ones will come later. Instagram, let's take Instagram for a second. It's basically creating a page and showing the skills that you have and also letting people know that you are available to offer these skills. And it takes a few minutes to set up. Definitely social media is a powerful tool, and it's been a powerful tool for me as well as many of the women that I also support and I assist. So thank you so much for that. And so which tools do you use the most in terms of growing your audience? I know you have the social media, which you're using currently to showcase your courses, to share your offers. But what particular tool have you basically used to actually grow your audience? So, for example, email marketing.
Yeah, I was going to say email marketing. So I think there is a system to it. So yes, you do your social media to generate leads. You know, that's one source of lead generation. Then, you know, then you also have to find a way to grow your email list as well. And it sort of are interwoven, because when you get onto social media and you showcase your services and your products, you know, you that is more like putting your shop front in front of everybody. But then you also want to be able to, you know, acquire these leads and nurture these leads into, you know, customers, as it were. So social media is like it is the first the front end, let me use that word. I don't want to go technical, but the front end to generate the leads. But then with emails, you're able to sort of nurture them, to keep them, because some of them you may fall off if you don't nurture them, if you don't carry on, you know, engaging them and all of that. And whilst you can do that on social media, sometimes you want to take them away from, you know, that social media spotlight, as it were. And it's more like taking them home, you know. Yeah. So emails, and they are on your email list, and you're sending them regular emails, and you're still providing support. You're still teaching and training and providing whatever services that you do. So for me, email marketing is very big. I am, anybody who's on my list will know that I flood the gates, you know, I open the floodgates with emails, because I have seen it work, you know. So sometimes people may drop off social media. They may see you maybe once, twice. And if you're not maybe if you're not there all the time, they may forget you. But if you then have the email on the back end where you're constantly, you know, still sending emails and nurturing them, they will still be, it's more like they're in your circle. So even though they may not engage this month, but the more you send those emails, you know, the easier it is for them to say, okay, well, I've been getting these emails from this lady for so long. Let me even see what, you know, she has to offer. So email, growing your email list and nurturing your list is very important. So those are two elements that have helped me, you know, grow the business as well.
Absolutely. That's a great point. I remember sort of like, was it like 2 years ago when we had social media shut down, Instagram, Facebook, and everybody was just panicking. How am I going to reach out to them? And just mentioned, email marketing is one of the greatest tools that you can use when all these places that we are renting a land in decide to close down, because, you know, anything can happen at any time.
Yeah, it happened to me recently when my social, my Facebook went crazy and I was restricted for whatever reason, and it was taking so long for Facebook. I was on calls with them and all of that. I just thought, you know what? Okay, now that email list, and I was glad that I had been building and nurturing my email list. And so it was a case of we took a break from social media marketing and we just focused on email marketing. So, you know, it's just, I think that's an important element for any business to think about if they haven't thought about that before.
Definitely. So, you know, to all our wonderful listeners, do make sure that you have your email marketing on point. Get it done. Yes. Make sure you're able to nurture your subscribers, your followers, so that should anything happen with social media, you have a backup. So it's very, very important. For sure. So let's talk about, you know, your wonderful business, you know. So tell us about what services Sterling Career Limited provides and who does it serve?
Brilliant. Okay, yes, I can talk about that till the cows come home. So, yeah, Sterling Careers Limited, we are a training and a coaching organization. And what we do is we offer training in project management, business analysis, GDPR or data privacy. And soft skills development is another one that we have in the back end, but we're going to sort of bring that out more. But our core programs are business analysis. So if you want to get into that career path where you want to become a business analyst or project manager, or you want to become a data privacy consultant, so we help you, we train you to give, we give you that background, initial theoretical knowledge, and also we then help you to gain hands-on experience, because our model is, our mantra is, you learn by doing. And so we believe more in the hands-on practical experience, as you know, rather than just getting all that theoretical knowledge. And that also came from the experience that I had whilst you know, getting into, and that's helped me to sort of you know, build the model that we now have. And so we are, we cater to, well, we were really big on just women, but recently the men just pushed through and said, no, we've got to get in. And so now we cater to men and women, and we are looking, we look after, you know, career changers. So you are, you, you're a professional, you've been in a different, probably from a different industry, or you have a different background, and you're interested in getting into tech via the non-technical routes, and that's, we are your go-to. So we will help you to pick up, one, to leverage your transferable skills. So existing skills that you've built up over time, we do not put that to the side, because that is also relevant. And then we also teach you, we help you to gain those relevant skills that you need to successfully transition into becoming a business analyst, a project manager, or a data privacy analyst. And so we are, we give you opportunities to work on projects, so real life projects, and that is the experience part that we're talking about. And then we also support you with the career coaching as well, so we help you, you know, to work through your CV, and also how to get your LinkedIn optimized, because that's very important to, if you want to get into tech, you've got to know how to be on LinkedIn, and you've got to work it, you've got to be in the right network. And then we also help you to prep for interviews. And that's, those are sort of services that we offer. So career changers, looking to get into tech, we are your go-to person, all people. Thank you.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And you know what I love about you is that you make it so easy. I've seen people teach data analysis, you know, the data privacy, and it's like, gosh, this is not going in, you know. And the way you teach it, it's so simple, so concise, and you make it so fun that, you know, people are interested to want to kind of, you know, reach, you know, revamp or just kind of upskill, you know, reskill, you understand. And it's really amazing, because many people, they fear that they have to have a certain degree, because you mentioned that not necessarily that you have to have, you know, MSc or degree or whatsoever, that there are ways that you can actually reskill to be able to get into tech. And it's really important that we know that. And when you have someone like yourself who teaches it in a way that it's very much interesting and it's very insightful, it makes it more fun and people are more curious. Even I'm thinking, you know. How many hats do you want to wear?
You might still be
into one of those.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, everyone's welcome.
You make it so interesting. Brilliant stuff. So let's talk about, you know, the skills that you already had before you kind of decided to go into the tech. So what skills did you already have that basically helped you with the growth of your business?
I would say, well, that's two-pronged, isn't it? So I'll talk about the skills I had that helped the growth of my business, and also what I could leverage to get into tech. So let me talk about what I could leverage to get into tech first. So I always talk about the fact that you don't need to go back to university to get to learn computer programming, to get computer science or software engineering degrees and all of that. One, I always say that you can start with what you have, and all of us have soft skills. So getting into tech, if tech is the industry, you still require certain soft skills that you can transfer. Okay, so the fact that you're getting to, you want to find a job within the tech industry does not mean that you've got to worry about how to code and all of that, because this tech, let's use Apple as an example, a big tech company or any of the big fan companies, yes, they've got, you know, these amazing products that they put out, which of course requires a lot of technical skill and know-how. But then they also need to they need to also think about how to market this product. Hence, the sales and marketing experience and background is still also relevant. So even if you've come from that background, you can leverage that into, you know, working within tech as well. So it is quite a broad scope. And so I would say for me, having those existing skills, soft skills like leadership, communication, being analytical, those are skills I already had. And also whilst going through my master's in human resource management, a lot of the modules that we did, you know, I found that they were also in some of the modules in business analysis. So for me, that really brought it home to say, right, okay, you're not starting from the ground. You've got something already. It's just leveraging that and sort of positioning yourself properly. So those skills, like soft skills, being, and then also I would say that I am an entrepreneur at heart, because I'm somebody who I'm a self, you know, when you say someone is a self-starter, I can start. I'm somebody that you don't need to, you know, show me, once I find a need, I will find a way to say, okay, how do we solve this problem? So I can start things, because some people don't like to start things. Some people are just how they are, you know, they support. So they're more, you know, they play that support role or function, whereas some people can start something and grow, you know, and just build it. So I'm that sort of person. I'm not afraid to start things and to consistently follow through. So I would say for me, I already had that. And so when it was now time for me to get into business, I just thought, right, okay, I know how to do this. Maybe I'll just learn all the other elements. So I would say starting the business, I already had, I think, probably again, my mom was an entrepreneur. So I think we already had that thing where we just know how to start things, how to grow, how to sell and things like that. So those were already there, and that sort of helps me in my business. And then the tech side, I would say skills I already had, such as communication, soft skills, and then what I picked up during my master's as well, I was able to leverage to get into IT business analysis. So yeah, I think that's
Awesome. I like what you said about starter. So there are some people who are starters, and then there are some people who are finishers. So we have to be able to identify who we are. So once you know that you're a starter, you know that you are ready to go, you have an idea, and then you look for the need and you make sure that you solve the problem. And so for those who are finishers, and some starters, they can't finish.
Exactly. So just knowing where you are and finding your
just know where you are. And if you're a starter that gets stuck in the middle and you just need someone to boost you up, then you need a finisher in your your group. So it's about knowing who you can actually partner with to be able to get this idea out there, you know, for you to be able to bring out that vision and just birth it. Yes, absolutely. Just before I move on to the next question, I just wanted to look at some of our comments. We have some amazing listeners listening to us today. So one of our listeners said, for someone like me who has a first degree in computer science donkey years ago, I considered picking it up again, but decided against it because I felt it was too late.
I'm coming to that. I don't know if you want me to talk, talk about that now, or should we come to that later?
What you can do is to actually just talk about it a bit. Just
let me talk about that. So I don't know how old this person is, or I don't know what late means, but that's something that is so up my street. I talk about it, and I talk about how I got into tech early 30s, you know, and I have helped people who are in their 50s, people who have, if I use an example of somebody who's, she's a high flyer now, and she got into tech in her 52, 53s, I think, early 50s, was when she decided that I have done 15 years of care, and I've had enough of it. And she said, is it possible, is it late? And I was like, no, age is too, I mean, it's never too late.
Yes,
it's never too late. It's just for you to just make up your mind. Okay, I want to do this and be prepared. Now, I always say, everybody knows me, I say it's not a walk in the park. It's not a walk in the park. It requires hard work, but it is so possible. Okay, so I help mid-career changes. So people who have probably done different careers before, different backgrounds, they are like 30s, 40s, 50s. It's not too late. Come on, we will show you how to pick the relevant skills, how to get that confidence again. If you go on IG, you'll see some of the people I brought on. I have, I think, a recent success story. She actually started a new job this week, Monday. She had 10 years career gap, you know, just looking after kids. And of course, you know, she's no spring chicken, and she thought that was the end of it. But then someone said, talk to Veronica. And I'm like, all you need to do is talk to me. And by the time I'm done with you, you will just be able to say, you know what, I can do it. So to that person, it's never too late. You can pick it up, you can dust it and just reskill, pick up the relevant skills, position yourself, repackage yourself, and you can go. That's all I have to say for now.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that. I hope that really helps you out. And if you want to get in touch, I'll be able to leave Veronica's information here as well. Okay, so let's move on to the other fantastic talks in regards to women in tech. And so tell us, how do you assist women who are in the mid-career in reskilling so that they can actually break into tech industry?
Brilliant. So I think I'll just follow on from the previous comment I made. So really, it's about, first of all, identifying, you know, what you have. There's something I call an exercise that I take people through. And it's just your career skills gap assessment. So it's really around to say, you start from what you have, what have you done before that can be leveraged, that you can leverage into tech. Of course, not everything you've done can be leveraged, or you can leverage into tech. But it's, first of all, sitting down and going through this exercise. So I have three modules where we call it career clarity. And it's really about saying, let's start with what we have. So a lot of people focus on what they don't have.
Right.
And that gets people stuck. So I meet people, I'm talking to people every day in the DMs, and people say that, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that. I said, okay, let's hang up. Maybe we pack that for a minute. Let's see what you have. You've got something that you can leverage. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a soft skill to start, you've definitely got something. So let's start with what you have. So we start with that, and then we say, okay, but research is very important. So normally I say you don't just go head first, do that research to be able to identify which of these career paths you should explore.
Yes.
Which of these career paths would actually be easier for you based on what your current background is or what you've done. And there's a lot of exercises that you can do to identify that. And that's where the career clarity comes in. So once you do, we do that, and then we look at what skills that you've got. Maybe you're somebody who has worked in admin or customer service. So you're a people person. You're able to problem solve. Those are skills that you already have. Even though not in the tech company or tech industry, it could be in retail, it could be in health service, it could be anywhere. But those skills are skills, and they're certain skills that cut across regardless of the domain, regardless of industry. And most of these soft skills are very important. So we say identify those skills first. And then once you've gotten clarity about what area in tech you want to go, then you go and do some research. You say, okay, in order for me to become maybe IT business analyst, what do I need? What does it mean? What does IT business analysis entail? And all of that. So you then get all of that. Then you put that side by side, what you've identified that you have. That way you can get the gap to say, okay, I got this. This is required. I've got A, B, C, D. I don't have E, F, G. And then you work out how to get the gap. And that's where the skills gap assessment that we do. And then we say, okay, you've got this. And then we put a time box to it and say, within the next, say, 6 to 9 months, let's work on picking those hard skills. And yes. Then we put that together and off you go. So by the time you've picked those skills, you've gotten familiar with the terminology, because you need those. You need those. In as much as you don't need a technical background, you can leverage your soft skills, but you still need to understand the industry language. You need to understand the industry techniques, those terminologies, because you don't want to go to work and they're calling these things and you're like, what is that? So you need to get those background, and that's what you get when you come onto our program. So we show you how to pick them up and give you that confidence to pack yourself, and you'll step out again into the job market, and you're able to successfully make it to tech. So yeah.
Fantastic. So you're all about packaging us in the right way.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Packaging us into breaking into tech. I told you guys that she's amazing, because the way she said it makes it look so easy. Like, I'm gonna jump on this tomorrow. So basically, we're all sitting on soft skills. We're all sitting on skills that we've had for years, but we don't even understand that we can actually leverage and repurpose that into the tech world. Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. That is so good. So for people who are thinking, gosh, so I didn't really need to go and do that degree then, or I didn't really have to kind of waste my time learning this. There's other ways. There's other skills that I have in myself that I can repurpose into being a tech.
Yes.
Fantastic. So let's talk about, the challenges, because obviously, there are challenges in business and also in kind of reskilling and moving on to, other greater ventures such as tech. So, what challenges do women face in tech in general?
There are a couple of things. So first of all, there is that, I call it a myth. I just call it, it's just a wrong notion that people say that, even though there's some element of truth in it, but you don't allow that hold you back. So people say tech is an industry for men. So it's male dominated. So there's, of course, more men. That is changing, rapidly now, because a lot of big tech companies, are realizing, that they need, that feminine energy. So it's not about just being masculine. There is feminine energy that is also required, because you also need to balance both. And so a lot of organizations are beginning to see that women have some uniqueness to them that would actually help businesses to grow. But of course, back in the days, it was more like, if you hear tech, you see probably when you go into a room, there'll probably be 95% male, and maybe 1-2, the remaining, so 5% women. But of course, that is changing now, which is good. And And I'm amongst those that are saying that we've got to change that. We've got to change that story. We've got to change, you know, we've got to break the glass ceilings, you know. But yeah. So back to that. So that is something that a lot of people, they get stuck and they kind of hold back to say, oh, we've heard that, you know, it's all about men and the masculine energy. So a lot of women feel, how will I integrate into that kind of environment, you know, and they just feel it's hard, and so they don't even bother, they don't try. Mm-hmm. they don't even try, because there is that notion that that's what it is, but of course that's not really the case. So that bit needs to be dealt with, I mean, first off. Then the other bit again is I think what I've seen is a lot of women feel like it'll be hard for them to balance, you know, have that work-life balance. So they've got family, they've got children, and the tech industry is quite fast-paced. You know, it can be. And so people feel like, is it possible? Am I going to survive? Yes. And I say it's a balancing act, yes, but there is ways about it. It's just about being organized and things like that. So, you know, so a lot of times women just don't bother, because they feel, okay, what if when I have maternity now and I've got this project going on and we've got to go live, will I be able to say, you know, I can't? You know, all those things that women deal with, but that's changing now. And more organizations are more, you know, they're more accommodating, that's the word. And so I think women need to get out of that mold, you know, or that precondition that they've had and that is holding them back, and just get out. And you find that yes, even though there's more, I mean, more, I think the time, some of the companies I've worked in, I might be the only woman, I might be the only female in the team, but that doesn't hold me back. That doesn't stop me from getting my voice out when I need to. And men are more receptive, more accommodating. Of course, that's not to say that you won't have those challenges which you need to deal with anyway, but you shouldn't let that stop you. So there is all of those things that people think about, and it makes them not want to even step out. And then also women feel like tech might be hard to balance, but it's actually the opposite. So you get flexibility from working in tech, because you can work from anywhere, you know, and things like that. So that's sort of what I see. But more women are stepping up now and giving it a go, and they're finding out that, oh, actually, it wasn't what I thought it was, you know. And that's what we're seeing now.
Definitely, for sure. Yeah. I mean, you just have to look at social media and see how much tech savvy many women are.
Yes.
And they are definitely running with it, to be quite honest, in terms of digital marketing, you know, all different types of tech industry. They're really getting themselves up there. Many of them have become managers, you know, directors. Mm-hmm. And it's really great to see women really breaking the barriers and also breaking the glass ceiling. You know, I love tech myself. I'm very much tech savvy. And so it's really important that we celebrate, especially during this Global Entrepreneurship Week as well. So thank you so much for that. So just wanted to look at, you know, if you can actually share some insight into the difficulties that professionals from the diaspora experience in advancing their careers, especially since they lack the necessary skills. And obviously, many of them are based in the UK. So, you know, what are your straightforward steps and solutions to those problems?
So I think I already touched on that a little bit, because that I resonate with that, especially because that was where I was, you know, coming into the UK. But I think a lot of it is not the fact that they are completely completely lack, you know, the relevant skill set. Yes. It's just lack of information, you know, lack of the right information. Because like when we came in about 18 years ago, the people within our circle were doing the same type of jobs. And so it was more a case of whether you are working in a factory, you're working in Royal Mail, you're working in care, you're cleaning the streets, working in McDonald's. And that was what everybody, it was more like, that's the story, that's the trajectory. Once you come, you get any of these jobs and you just get on with it, you know. But of course, and that was just because we didn't have anybody to guide us, to say, you've come from Africa, And you were a manager. You worked in banking, as an example. I've got a lot of bankers now within our program, you know, that were, they sort of settled for care because they didn't have anybody to guide them to say that these banking experience you have, you can leverage it, you can repurpose it, because a skill is a skill. Yes, it was not in the UK. Yes, it was in Africa, but it was for an organization. It was for a business. So you've got the same skill set, just a different domain or different environment. So you can repurpose that. So a lot of people just feel like, oh, because I don't have Nigerian or UK-based experience, they just don't bother. And they just settle for those jobs that they're grumbling, you know, they're not happy doing. So it's a different thing if you want to be in the health, you know, you want to do that because that's where your passion is. Oh, my heart goes out to you. But you, if you're doing that because you're settling, then you've got to change that. You've got to change that mindset. And so that's kind of what I find. And it's just lack of information, lack of guidance to say this skill you've got, you can repurpose it. You can leverage some of these skills and then get the additional layer on top. And then you're ready to go on your way. So a lot of people just commonly settle and they say, well, that's what it is. That's what everyone around me is doing. That's why I'm on a mission. I will shout it from the rooftops. I will be on social media. I will be on different platforms like this to say, because you've come from Africa, you do not have to settle. You can navigate corporate UK. It's just knowing how to repurpose yourself, getting the guidance. And so it is just, that is what it is. It's just lack of the right information, support, the guidance to help people repurpose what they've got. Because I will always say a skill is a skill, regardless of where you use that skill. So if you've got it, you've got it. Whether you did it for a company, you did it for a bank in Nigeria, you can do it for a bank in the UK. It's the same structure, it's the same processes, as it were. So it's just knowing how to repurpose that. And that's where a lot of diasporans are lacking. And they just sort of settle. They don't try because everyone within their network is doing pretty much the same thing. Everyone's in care. And so everybody just navigates or naturally flows into care, you know, and they don't even, you know. So I am on a mission to say, you don't have to do that. If that's not what you want to do, you can leave, you can do better. You can do that.
I'm really happy that you are on that mission, because I think it's so vital, especially those who are coming, you know, to this country, to get that knowledge, that awareness that there are no limits to how far you can go.
Definitely, yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it's important that there is someone like yourself who understands, especially you've already kind of been through it,
exactly.
Your experience, and you're able to guide them and navigate them through the right way. Mm-hmm. That what are your skills? Like you said, a skill is a skill. Mm-hmm. So that's really good. I'm happy that you are taking over that area, which is amazing. Awesome stuff. So I just wanted to know, you know, if you can share with us, what is the best tech skill to learn in 2022? Obviously, there's going to be new tech skills coming up in 2023. There's always something new, but you know, we know that we have, you know, 1 month left till 2022 is over. So give us maybe a few
skills that
we can learn in 2022.
I think I probably mentioned a few. So everybody talks about machine learning and artificial intelligence, so AI and all of that. But I would say one evergreen skill that you can pick up that will still be on the top of the list in 2022, 2023 and beyond is data science. Is because they say data is the new oil. Organizations want to be able to manipulate data, you know, to get insights that would guide them to make informed decisions. So if you're able to pick up that skill, become a data scientist, or even being a data analyst. So data, I mean, if you just can focus on, you know, picking that skill, get understanding whether structured or unstructured data, and being able to, you know, capture data and analyze data, and that would help organizations. So that is a big skill. And like I said, it's not just for 2022, it's been around, and it could be around for a long time. And then if you got ahead for maybe learning about AI, machine, that's artificial intelligence, machine learning, I think the most organizations or people are doing amazing things now, just yes. using or leveraging these mm-hmm. technologies, as it were. So if it's something that you can sort of get into and pick that skill set, is something that, you know, you will be in demand, because you know, a lot of organizations are really you know, honing in on that. But data science or data analysis is also very important, because large scale organizations need data, yes. you know, to be able to do anything, mm-hmm. to have insights that will help business growth. So if you've got that skill and you can, you know, help an organization to say, okay, let's look at how we can, you know, first of all, extract the data, how we can manipulate the data, how we can, you know, sort of get information, deduce information, useful insight from the data that we capture of your customers, of your competitors, you know, and all of that, using that data, you know, to help that business grow is very important. So if you've got that, that is a skill that will be in demand forever. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Fantastic, awesome stuff. You've heard it here first. Make sure you grab those useful skills, definitely, as we, you know, going to be wrapping up the year as well. And so, you know, let me know about, you know, your work-life balance. So what are the three things you do to maintain a healthy work balance? Because running a business can definitely be a full-time emotional roller coaster, and it can definitely consume our time as well. So, you know, what are the three things that you do to maintain a healthy work balance?
I think the biggest one on my list is knowing when to stop.
Yes.
Knowing when to stop and not to beat yourself up because you decided to stop.
Yeah.
So I'm a mom of three. I've been working for, you know, as long as I remember. And also growing two businesses and a not-for-profit organization. So I've got several hats that I wear. Mm. And so being able to juggle everything, I'm a wife, you know, it can be overwhelming. And I wouldn't say I've got it all figured out, because mm-hmm. I wouldn't lie to you. And you've got to cut yourself some slack. You've got to give yourself, don't be too hard on yourself. That's the first thing. And don't feel like, oh, because I haven't worked today, maybe as a business owner, I haven't worked today, that means I'm probably not a good business person, or I'm not a good leader or whatever. But just giving, I tell myself, because before I just felt like, oh goodness, I was so driven, I just got to go and go until your body can tell you it's enough is enough. Just know when to stop. But I have to tell myself, okay, you know what? Know when. So there's some days that I won't even open my laptop. I won't even work, because I just want to sit down with the girls. I sit down with them because I've got two teenage daughters. So imagine not being there for them with everything. The world will look after, the society will bring them up for you if you're not there. So one is knowing when to stop, and don't be hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself up because you decided that, okay, today I'm not opening my laptop, I'm not doing anything, I'm just gonna not do anything. It's okay not to do anything. So that is one very important bit for me, and I'm gradually just learning that. Mm-hmm. Say when it's time to stop, stop.
It's time to
go
stop.
And have a nap, go on a holiday, go on a walk, or do something, just stop, take Absolutely. A break. Because Indeed. Trust me, if you are coming from a place of stress and tiredness, your productivity level will be low.
Definitely.
So you've got, there's something I say, you've got to replenish. So just relax, replenish to refire. So mm-hmm. if you don't replenish, you would just be coming from an empty, dry, tired place, and exactly. you won't be giving your best. Mm. So having enough rest, knowing when to stop, and then also finding time for the family. Now, when I started in the early days, of course, I normally say to people within my academy, I say to them that balancing the whole thing. So at the beginning, it can be much, but you've got to know your own dynamics. You've got to know your situation, how you know how it works at home. So for me, then I would say, okay, I had to sacrifice some things. When the kids have come back from school, they have been fed, the husband's been fed, and then, you know, I know that everyone's relaxed. That's when I go into my study, mm-hmm. and I put, maybe I just say 1 or 2 hours, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And I journal. You should see the number of journals I have. So because, yeah, so you just journal and say, okay, I've written 6 items. Even if you're able to get to 2, it's okay. Yeah,
absolutely.
Don't beat yourself up.
Right.
So it's just being organized. So 1, knowing when to stop. 2, also being, try to be organized, journal, write things down, and then don't beat yourself up. Work your way through. Go through the things that are maybe the hardest to get through. You know, like, I don't know if you read this book. I think it says, is it Eat the Frog or something? But I don't know. Just going through the most difficult bits, maybe fresh in the morning, and get that out of the way. And then when you have time, you can look at the other bits as well. So it's just being organized, and then also spending time with the family. Like for me, everybody knows on Sundays, I don't work. I don't do, it is family time. Whereas some people, they can work on Sundays. They've got, so you know what works for you. You know your own situation. So definitely. Just get in clear, understand that, and then work around it.
Yeah.
So on Sundays, I wouldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. I would just cook for the kids, and maybe we'll go out and we just spend time. We do movie nights. You know, I think it's just knowing what works for you and then trying to work, fit everything, you know, around it. But please take time to rest. Take time to relax, to refire, because you will only be productive when you are at your best. And if you're tired, you will not be at your best. So I think I'll leave it at that. I think I just
I totally agree for sure. Having a break is one of the greatest thing that you can do for yourself as a woman in business, because we wear so many hats. Apart from running a business, we're also managing the household. And so there is only one of you, and when you now break down,
it all stops, doesn't it? It does.
Think about who is going to now take over your position. And it's really difficult when you have your family, your children, your partner, and also other people that depends on you. And you have to tell yourself, you truly have to be honest with yourself, that I need to definitely plan my life and also plan my business in a way that I'm able to do X, Y, Z, while I'm also able to walk away and take a break, because we can't pour from an empty cup.
That's absolutely impossible. I say that all the time.
So it's really important that you allow yourself to understand that you need to step away and you need to have a break, because self-care is absolutely crucial. And I do agree with what you said, definitely very important. So thank you so much for sharing light on that as well. Yes, so I just wanted to find out about, you know, many of the benefits that you've actually received, you know, being part of the All Women's Network, in which you are a member of. And this is a membership that I run to help women who are in business, to support them to build strong, positive connections, as also collaborations, and really getting to meet other women through our fantastic events as well, and you know, running online sessions to help them grow. So, you know, how has it really benefited you, because you are one of our VIP members?
it's been great meeting you, and you know, meeting other women as well. It's really, I think it's just been a great community to be a part of. You know, you see people doing great things, and everyone is sort of pitching for, you know, supporting one another, which is really great and very positive. And you know, if somebody maybe has an event, has something they're doing, others sort of support them, and it's really great to be in that community. And then we also have every now and then you have coaching sessions as well, you know, which is really great. We have Launch and Learn, where people come and they share their own expertise as well, because one person can't have everything, can't know everything. So it's just great to see people from different perspectives or different, you know, areas in business share as well, and then you can learn from them. So I think it's really been an amazing community. And then the breakfast brunch that you have, I think I've been able to attend only one, but
hopefully
look forward to that. So it's just really good to see women doing well and just supporting women supporting women, really. You know, people say generally that women are hard to work together, but I think that's not true. That's changing. And you find that it's just great to be in that community where you get people supporting you and you can support others as well. So yeah, it's really been good.
Thank you so much, and we really do appreciate your contribution and your participation, you know, being the tech queen within the group as well. And you know, like you said, you know, it's about the movement, it's really about women finding a way to form partnerships and collaboration and getting to work with each other and basically breaking the myth, like you said. People say that it's difficult for them to work with other women, and it's just about kind of starting in a very small way, you know, taking a step by step. But how do you do that? You have to be in a circle, in a community whereby you have women who are in business and they're open to, you know, connect in a positive way, open to share and open to also receive as well. And so that's really the, you know, what the movement is all about, you know, breaking down the myth, helping women to actually start to form collaborations and breaking down those barriers so that we can all win together. You know, that's what it's really all about, really. So thank you so much in regards to that. Awesome stuff. And we are now wrapping up, coming to the end of our wonderful podcast. And I just wanted to kind of throw this in. This is what I do to help kind of raise the vibration a little bit, the energy, in terms of adding a bit of spicy, fun questions. And so I'm just going to ask you two fun questions. And that is, if you could grab a drink with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Oprah Winfrey. I'd love to have it done with Oprah. She inspires me a lot. I just love her journey, her story, and how far she's come. So I would love to sit with Oprah, even if it's 5 minutes of her time. I would do that.
So how are you going to make that possible? Because we are action takers.
We can do. Yeah. So
we're going to do a live Oprah.
I know. So unfortunately, she seems to be slowing down now. So I was going to say, maybe first of all, let's try to be on Oprah, one of her shows.
You have to find a way.
And you know how crazy they get? They can start shouting for, "Hi, Oprah, can I have 5 minutes of your time?" I might just do that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Anything is possible, Veronica.
Anything is possible.
So write it down.
I've only just started.
Write it down as one of your goals to achieve. And you don't even have to meet her face to face. It can be a Zoom call.
You can have
your cocktail and you can have your tea, whatever you fancy. And just have 5 minutes to vote for. You know, we are now in a digitalized world. So
exactly. Yeah. It's a global village, isn't it? Yeah.
Fantastic. And the next one is, if you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be?
Well, I want to be remembered as one of the women who did all they could to help break these glass ceilings, especially for women like myself, in the diaspora, I would say. So sometimes when I have my clients share their success stories, one of them was reached out to me and she says, "You can't imagine how much you've changed my life and just from meeting you." And this is so it makes me each time, sometimes when I feel, "Oh, I'm tired," when I remember that, I just want to go, because you hear stories of somebody who said, "I didn't have hope. I didn't think it was possible." Yesterday, somebody started a new job, and with PwC, I want to put it out there. And he took a picture of his staff card, and he said, "One of your dream has come through." So yeah, and for me, it makes it all worth it to think that someone who thought, "Okay, I've come from Nigeria, I've been a banker, but I've come here and I've been working in care, and I just didn't think there was any way out. And look at me today, I've become an agile project manager with a big organization such as PwC." What more could be more fulfilling? So I want to be remembered as that person who did her own little quota to change lives, you know. And I'm seeing that. And for me, I just say, when I get those messages, I tell myself, this is why I do what I do, just to see lives really transformed. And I think I'll leave it at that.
I love it. Absolutely. This is what we do is about creating the opportunity and making an impact. Because we are definitely change makers. Exactly. And the change begins with us. And then it basically radiates to others who are inspired by us. And so when you get such testimonial, that really warms your heart. You know, it really makes you feel, you know what, I have done my best and I have definitely given my all. So absolutely, indeed. So how can our listeners connect with you?
Okay, so I am on Facebook and Instagram. So I am on Facebook as Veronica Modupe Yusuf. So if you search using that, you will find me on Instagram. On Facebook, I've got, I think, two pages. No, three now, actually. So I've got, you can find Sterling Careers Limited. So we've got a business page. And we also now have a new page that is titled Career Change into BA, PM and Data Privacy. So if you search with that on Facebook, you will find our page and our Facebook group as well. I'm on LinkedIn as well. So I'm across all the social media platforms. So I would say social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn.
Fantastic. And lastly, could you provide our listeners with any inspiration or words of encouragement to help them to realize their vision and also to take action?
I will say, just do it. That's my mantra. Don't overthink it. If there's something that, you know, you have been thinking about for a long time, just do it. Do it now. Just do it now. And also one last thing, procrastination is actually the biggest enemy to success. So don't say, I'll do it tomorrow. So as you're listening to me right now, you're sitting right there and saying, oh, I've been thinking about maybe getting into tech. The person who says they have that background in I think computer science, but they just feel that it might be too late. It's not too late. Do it now. Just do it. Don't overthink it. Just do it now. And don't procrastinate, because procrastination is the biggest enemy to success. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much.
Wow. Thank you so much for leaving those last words of empowerment and upliftment, as well as encouragement to our listeners. And you know what? We have definitely had a very good conversation and really dissecting this wonderful topic and addressing it. And thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you here on the show. And how has it been for you in terms of the process of becoming a podcast guest?
It has been great. I've loved it. I knew that I was going to enjoy talking to you anyway. So I think the process has been great. The only thing that this week was very, very challenging and busy, but we did it and we've done it. So I'm really excited that we have done it. So yeah, thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. And just lastly, you know, we are definitely in the season of Black Friday, and I know that you have some amazing offers. So if you can share that with our listeners, that would be really great. Really? And also, so for you guys who are listening, I've already shared Veronica's link, a website, email, and also Instagram as well. So you can connect with her through there. So kindly share your offers with us.
Brilliant. So we are super excited about Black Friday. So we have an offer party starting tomorrow in our private Facebook group. So if you look for Career Change into BAPM Data Privacy, you will find that on Facebook. And so the offer party is probably going to last for about 35 to 40 minutes, where we might play some music to spice things up a little bit. I'll do a free training. You know, I'm not going to give the topic away. And then we will announce the offers. So we've got the biggest one is an amazing discount on our flagship program. So we've got a 6 months program, a group coaching program, or a training program where you train to become business analysts, project managers, or data privacy analysts. That is, I think that's our most popular one. And we're going to be giving a huge discount off that. So you want to really be listening in for that. A lot of people, we have a wait list, which is growing. So we are going to sort of send all that, the discounts and all of that to those on the wait list. But then we will have this offer party. So come into our Facebook group. We've got that one. So the 6 months program, you get a huge money off. And then the second one, we have a new foundation program, which is for 8 weeks. Some people feel like, oh, I don't need the 6 months. I just want, you know, that initial 8 weeks. And we just developed that program and people are already, you know, signing up. It is 8 weeks and we call that Tech for Non-Techies. So we teach you, you know, practical skills, hands-on, immediate initial skills that you need to get into project management or business analysis for 8 weeks, very hands-on as well. So it's not just theory and it's not just an online course. It is tutor-led. So you'd have me and another trainer, 8 weeks. That also, we are going to get some money off that. And then the third one, we've got a masterclass bundle. So we normally do masterclasses every other month in business analysis and project management. You get a bundle and you get that. It's a no-brainer offer. And then I think the fourth one is our BA career transition toolkit. So that one, we've sold that before and we have slashed quite a lot off. I think 40% off that one. So I'll run that through again. 6 months program for business analysis, project management, data privacy. And the second one, we've got 8 weeks program, Tech for Non-Techies. You get money off that. And we've got some mini courses, BA Career Transition Bundle. You get 40% of that. And then the fourth one is our masterclass bundle. And then there is a surprise, which I'm not going to give away. So join the program. Sorry, join the group. And be part of our Black Friday offer party to get a chance. And there's competitions as well for you to win £1,000 in value. So you just don't want to miss this one. So we've got a lot. This is the biggest we've ever done. So I'm super excited. I'm sure you can tell from my voice. I'm excited about it.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Wow. Lots of great discounts and yes. Black Friday sales coming up. Yes. Definitely excited for the party. I'll be popping in.
Yes.
I'm bringing my drinks online. Yes. Definitely supporting you and cheering you on. Excellent. Fantastic. I want to say thank you so much, Veronica, for being on the show. It's been a pleasure having you. You've been a terrific, superb guest. Well done. You've definitely covered quite a lot of tips and strategies for us today. Thank you so much. All your links are there in the chat. Thank you to all our listeners. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you all. And yes, as we bring our wonderful podcast to a close, thanks for joining me for this episode of Birth Your Vision podcast. I appreciate your presence on this edition. Please remember that you can actually leave a rating and a review. Also subscribe to the podcast on all our directories, Spotify, Google, Apple, and many more of our directories. Also, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel where you can actually watch this live interviews. Please recommend it to your families and your friends. Get your tickets to our amazing business networking events where you can meet some of our podcast guests as well. And also follow us on social media on Birth Your Vision Podcast Life on Instagram. And also we have some amazing digital podcast products for you to actually use to help you in your podcasting journey. So, you know, you can get those through our wonderful pages as well. So until next episode, take care. Have a great evening. Stay blessed. Thank you so much. Thank you to Veronica. Thank you all. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.